And was he born at Taylor's Creek, your husband?
Yes, he was.
And were most of his people from around Taylor's Creek?
Yeah, it was right along there.
Okay. Now I'll ask you some of these questions I was telling you about. What do you call the latter part of the daylight hours around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this.
What do I call it?
Between, say, between lunchtime and supper time, what do you call that time of day?
Fresh dog. I call that fresh dog.
Okay. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
sunrise.
Okay. And in the early morning it's sunrise, and in the late evening it's
sundown.
If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, you say that the weather is?
It's changed.
Okay. And what's the word that means that the weather's getting better? You say the weather's
getting better?
Uh-huh.
Well, the word there is the weather getting better, the cloud are moving away.
Would you ever use an expression like clearing up or fairing off or breaking?
Yes, this is. It just must be going to clear up and fair off.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Just coming and just pour down rain an hour or two and just fair up.
Okay.
I call that's a hard rain.
Okay.
It did rain hard just one day and fair up in the afternoon. You know, late in the afternoon. And lots of time it does just like that.
It looks like it might be about to rain now.
That's right.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Amanda shelf.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
What?
The things that the logs rest on in a fireplace. What do you call those things? You know, when you lay a fire. When you're laying a wood fire,
mm-hmm.
What do you call the metal things?
The iron.
The iron.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, them dogs, fire dogs.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Lighter.
And what about particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers?
I call that fat splitters.
Okay.
That light wood.
What do you call a place that people hang clothes up in? It's a rod and hangers?
Yes. Garage or something like that?
Yeah, and what's a little room that has a rod and hangers in it?
In the lab.
When somebody comes in from outside in the wintertime,
mm-hmm.
He open a door and hang his coat up in the...
In the hall.
Okay. Now, suppose there's a little room that opens up off the hall.
I can't call that now. What was that? Let me see. It's a closet.
Good. And what would you call a great big piece of furniture that people hang clothes up in?
That's a closet. That's a... It's a...
Have you heard it called a wardrobe or a chiffon?
Wardrobe.
Wardrobe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house? Boards on the outside that go like this, what do you call them?